This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the obstacles in the path of perfection. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of the obstacles in the path of perfection in the Islamic lifestyle. When we look at the Islamic text, we see that it demonstrates that one of the greatest barriers is the attachments to worldly desires. And this worldly attachment is one of the main obstacles which does not allow us to reach the perfection. Now, these worldly attachments are such as desire of wealth. It can be the desire of the property, the love of wife and children, and the attachments to house and other means of living, ambitions towards power and positions, maybe attachments towards the family, and even liking towards education and knowledge, and etc. We can see there are many types of attachments which prevent a human being from movement and migration towards God Almighty. Therefore, we need to pay attention to this, that a heart so much in love with perceptible things and is infatuated in them can detach itself so easily and may ascend towards the upper heaven. So if it wants to ascend towards the upper heaven, it needs to detach itself from all the things that it has the attachment. And this detaching does not mean that we should not have the family, we should not enjoy the life. It means that whatever we have, it should be in the happiness of God, with the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of the obstacles in the path of perfection in the Islamic lifestyle. And we mentioned that the worldly attachments is one of the main obstacles that can be seen. Now, we have many narrations as well. For example, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said that the love of world is the root of all evils. On the other hand, we can see how Prophet has said that the first thing through which transgression against God Almighty was done consisted of six characteristics: love of word, love of position, love of women, love of eating, love of sleeping, and love of comfort. So when we look at this narration by the Prophet, it shows us the reality of this world, that even today, you know, when we have the holiday, we love to sleep. We have the love of this world. We do not want to die. This dying means, does not mean that we should desire to die. Rather, it means that we need to live a life that even there is a day that is coming where we will lose this life and we will be transferred to the next world. We do not have any sorrow. We should happily leave this world because we have performed our job. We lived our life according to the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, you know, we have the attachments with different things in this world. Attachments, the love of women, the love of eating. There are people who die for eating, and this is what they want. And if they do not get a food or a better food, they start to fight. They start to have the dispute with the others. So these things are the things that we need to think, and we should not have the worldly attachment which will take us away from the happiness of God and which stops us from reaching to the God Almighty. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.